and light and love of the infinite creator.
Thank you very much.
We've been following very carefully here the liberators for some time, and I was very interested in hearing about the information that you shared about Zachariah Sitchin's books regarding the planet Nibiru.
Yes.
And I was very curious, Commander, is it possible that the Anunnaki entities like Enlil, Enki, Nanursag, and Ishtar are still here among us?
Well, you still have quite a great number of ones that have never left your place.
Okay, okay. Is it possible, Commander, that some of the Anunnaki, such as Enlil, who wanted to annihilate mankind in the deluge, is actually somewhat involved or actually behind the Committee of 300?
No.
No.
Not, no. You're getting pretty warm, but no.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll...
Not that one.
I guess I'll have to continue reading the Liberators and getting some more information. I just wanted to mention to the listeners that we do have a local group here that meets every Wednesday night, and we discuss the topics that are being put forth in the Liberators and also in the Phoenix Journal.
Well, it sounds to me like we better shape up and get on our toes.
Yes, yes, sir. I believe that very much, sir. If anyone in that's listening would like some information, they can contact Jim at 1-800-869-1229, and I would be happy to share the information with him. And I thank you very much, Commander, and look forward to future writings in the journals and Liberators.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate your call.
Hey.
And here on the Weaver Davis line is Harv. Thank you for calling, Harv. You're on K-Talk and Open Mind with Commander Hatton.
Hey, good talk to you, Sam.
Thank you.
Commander Hatton, I've been reading lately about parallel universes. We were talking before about something of that nature. I was wondering, is there anything else you can tell me about that subject?
Well, when we get off into these kinds of subjects, obviously, yes, there is parallel universe, parallel planet. But we have to look at that most carefully, because you have to go back to the knowingness or accept it, whichever comes first in your perception, that you are a projection of the thought of God. That is what creation is. You basically are light particles moving in motion, and you will coalesce or manifest according to the thought projection of your creator. Now, always when we begin to talk about going anywhere or being anywhere or parallel anything, we have to work back to the knowingness that all is created by thought and therefore is not. It is illusion. Everything past the absolute split second is memory. So basically, everything that you are or will ever be is memory.
Are we passing in and out of parallel universes?
Constantly. Constantly. And you will spend a great portion of your time in what you will call astral or parallel experience. You are experiencing many, many things at once.
Thanks for your time. Thanks, Sam.
All right, thank you very much for calling, Harv. And we go next to Don. You're on K-Talk and Open Mind with Commander Hatton.
Hello.
Hello.
Commander, is this proton wave or whatever you were talking about the reason that the sun seems to be so much hotter than it used to?
Yes, yes. It's putting off a different type of ray.
Uh-huh. And my second question is, how much would you weigh if you were on the planet?
Which planet?
The Earth.
I wouldn't weigh very much of anything.
But, oh, the commander, you mean? Oh.
Yes, the commander. But, I mean,
Would you have a material body that would weigh something, or?
Actually, I have the privilege, and basically so do you. You've just forgotten how to use it, where I am most comfortable and most often found in my energy form.
So
which
you have a body?
Yes, I can have a body.
But, I mean...
And yes, I would, if I were manifest to work with you, I would very definitely take on a body to experience with you.
Is it something you can't hit? Or is it something that...
With the higher energies that would come to your place, no, it would not be like you're talking about. It would be a coalescent body, a holograph.
Probably you would be weightless.
Well, I can be weightless. If I were to manifest on your planet to be as one of you,
uh-huh.
I would weigh in like you. I might be a tad bit lighter in weight. Because my metabolism, everything about me travels a lot faster. Everything moves faster in my universe or my experience.
But is it based on the speed of light?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Everything in your universe is based on light.
And so, but, you know, like when you have a material body, you have a certain weight to your voice, let's say. I mean, there is a force behind your voice.
Yes. Well, no. You know, you have to understand that I have someone speaking.
I know, but you still exist separately, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And so, therefore, you have this force behind your voice.
Yes, and you will find that spirit or soul essence... even departing a physical body on your plane, let us say that you die. As that soul departs the body, it can weigh anywhere from 6 to 7.5 to 8 ounces. That can be measured.
Well, I've heard that when people die, they become lighter. So I guess that's what you're talking about.
But basically, the perception of weight is different according to the compression where you are experiencing.
What kind of shape do you take in the physical form?
Very much like your own. My experience now is...
It's not like you don't look like an alligator or...
No, I'm sorry. I really don't.
They would manifest in the form that you would recognize.
I am a little bit...
Well, I would recognize an alligator.
No, I mean in terms of Earth beings, in terms of...
Well, alligators and Earth beings?
Well, no, we wouldn't. I would not do that.
I've never talked to one.
Well, okay. I think we've pretty well covered the point with the commander, and so I do thank you very much for your call, Don. We do have to take a break right here, and ask the commander to please stand by. We will be right back. We're using 263-063. We're waiting here, and let's go to Henry on the Weber Davis line. You're on K-Talk and Open Mind with Commander Hatton.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Question about the water going into the fault. Is that anything like the China syndrome effect? Is there going to be a big explosion simply if water meets a lot of hot air or gases?
I see none of that happening, particularly. When the fault goes, you can expect the chain reaction of the volcanoes to also explode. And at that point, you've got a very serious problem because in the Mono Lake area, you have a bulge that is forming like an underground volcano. That wants to release pressure. And, of course, most of the underground under Nevada and, quite frankly, moving into Utah, it's incredible. But that molten radioactive material from all of the testing has run through those fissures. And it's trying to break through the crust in that Mono Lake area. And...
Are are they going to try to call a police state? The FEMA regulations end as a result of how good a quake they get?
Yes. Yes. That would be the intent.
You're asking if that is really the plan?
Yeah, as opposed to whatever it takes, is that the main plan for California to disrupt and call a nationwide emergency?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. I honor you, Commander.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Scott, for calling. And, or Henry, I'm sorry. And we go next to Barbara. Barbara, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes, I'd like to talk to the Commander.
And, yes.
Commander, is there such a thing as a civilization on Earth with the ones that are negative and of a materialistic nature would move into the past where they will be do their own creativity, and those of a higher element of spirituality will move into the future?
Well, I've not heard it explained like that. Obviously, lessons that are not learned, knowing that soul progresses, ones that will not progress are destined to repeat. It's like the errors of Earth in the physical form.
In creation, is there such a thing as a creativity of the past that remains, that certain individuals would remain in that past concept of the past, and those of a higher would go into the element of the future?
Yes, I believe that we could. I'm not sure that I understand exactly what you're saying, but I believe that would be a pretty fair statement.
Uh-huh. Well, what I would mean, dear, is that those that are materialistic and are negative attitude would remain on Earth and have their war, so to speak, and they're materialistic, their money, their greed, and that, and they would live amongst each other and carry on.
Yes, it's called...
And then others would go beyond that into the future.
This is what you would call a perceived hell.
Call that what, dear?
It would be the same perception as what you would recognize as hell, the absence of God.
Uh-huh.
When one's become totally oriented only to the physical expression, after God has given all opportunity for the learning and it's still denied, then at some point God will leave those ones, and yes, it could be perceived as hell. Hell being the absence of the presence of God.
All right, we have to move along. Thank you very much for your question, Barbara. We're just in the very closing moments of the program, Commander, and could you talk a little bit about the projected or potential events of July 25th, or those few days surrounding July 25th?
Well, your government keeps changing it to the 23rd, and then they tried to make it on the 15th, and of course that was something else, and now I'm told they're talking about the 28th as some great big happening. Already they are testing their systems, and ones all the way to Bahrain, on shipboard, stationed off Bahrain, your own people. A military officer called to find out what in the world is going on, that they know they're being lied to, that they are having long periods now wherein nothing of electrical or electronic nature will work on their ship for given periods of time. Now, you will have to go back and check your scientific journals to realize that the beam systems can neutralize and also confuse. And these beam systems are so accurate that literally a beam can be shot right into the turbine of a jet plane. Also, these light beams can, or these photon beams can be aimed at people at different pulse rates. It can blind, it can confuse, it can cause pilots, for instance, on landing, to blank out, and a lot of your crashes are exactly that, game playing. And you see, it's tit for tat in this effort to gain power. You have technology that is capable of bringing great segments of the globe simultaneously into power failure. Of course, the farther down into the underground that you get, the less impact you will have, and probably batteries at least will continue to work. But what they can do, you see, is just neutralize everything.
That's amazing.
So that there is no electrical power, no impulses.
There is information available for those who would like more information, the liberators and so on, the numbers that we gave before, those are out there. We will be answering your questions if you would like to call in and ask for those numbers. 800-800-5565 is that main number for the Liberator. Commander Hatton, as always, it's been a pleasure, and I thank you very much and honor you for your efforts on our behalf.
Well, I'm honored to be asked. You've been most gracious.
We will hope to do this again in the very near future. And thank you all for being there. Next week, Dr. Eva Sneed, and this is KTKK Sandy, Salt Lake City.
Eva Sneed is a wondrous person. I believe that I didn't get that.